You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. We're talking about a proposal the Berkeley City Council is taking up in the East Bay area to take police out of the equation for traffic enforcement. So speeding, running a red light or a stop sign, failure to yield to pedestrians, all of this would be taken up under the proposal by non-sworn city employees. So much like the employees who enforce parking violations, you would have a core of individuals who would be out driving around looking for people to break traffic laws, but they would not be armed. They would not be trained as police officers. Presumably, they would have to have specialized training on all the traffic laws and what the thresholds are for citing people and the like, and of course, how to deal with people who are angry and concerned about what they feel is an unjust ticket. I'd like to hear what you think about it. We're at 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Also with us is retired chief of police in California with 30 years of law enforcement experience, Tommy Tucson. Thank you very much, Mr. Tucson, for joining us again on the program. Your thoughts about turning this enforcement over to non-police?
Absolutely not. The danger and the risks are just inconceivable because their training. Can you imagine a civilian stopping somebody who has not been to basic advanced traffic collision investigation, basic crime scene investigation, stopping somebody for running a red light? And you need years of experience to understand about the limit line, years of experience to understand why a person would do that. And if a person starts to argue with a non-sworn and drive away, it would just create more problems. What should happen is modification and comprehensive supervision of traffic stops.
And I guess to me, that's sort of a separate issue than the using traffic stops in high crime neighborhoods as a way of trying to send a message or find people that might be engaged in criminal activity. Because you could set policies and just say, we're not going to stop anybody aside from, you know, legitimate traffic stops. And then those could be analyzed to determine if that's correct. Couldn't you do that through policy?
Yeah, you kind of could, but it would not work. I'll give you an example, a personal example that I know about, where we in our community surveyed the community and asked, what were the problems? This is basic community policing. What were the problems in your neighborhood? Well, after a couple hundred responses, they said speeding, failure to obey traffic laws around schools where kids are crossing the street. So as a result, we sent traffic unit who is specially trained to understand the community, their needs, and specially trained in traffic enforcement. And what we found is they would enforce the traffic enforcement, which resulted in the crime rate in that neighborhood going down as well. But the target approach and purpose was for traffic, but we got that from citizens. It came from the community. It's what they wanted.
All right. We'll take listener calls at 866-893-KPECC. Let's talk with David in San Clemente. David, what do you think of taking police out of traffic stops?
I think in some communities it might work, but it has to be very specific. My cousin, he's a now retired police officer. He pulled over what he thought was a routine traffic stop. It was actually a drug dealer. My cousin was shot 3 times in the chest and twice in the head. Miraculously, he survived. But wow. I think in some of these areas, you don't know who you're pulling over. And unless it's a trained and perhaps maybe armed individual, we're putting the public workers at risk in ways they might not be contemplating. I'm sure they are, but I think it's a dangerous situation.
Thank goodness your cousin survived. That's a terrible incident, David. I wonder, though, if they're not armed police officers who are going to be, you know, running checks on license plates and things like that, not checking to see if the car is stolen or if there are any warrants out on the driver of the vehicle, because I'm presuming they're not going to do that, because if they're not armed, that would be pretty dangerous. So if they're just specifically addressing the violation, would a drug dealer or someone who's wanted by police, would they attack the person giving the ticket? Because there would be no risk for them of being taken in.
And that's a very valid point. You know, I think maybe the drug dealer would fear that the individual might see something that would alert them to then notify the police. You know, you just don't know who you're dealing with and what state of mind they're in, or if they're going to act rationally or completely irrational.
And David, I appreciate
the danger.
Yeah, David, I appreciate your call. Thank you for sharing that. Let me go back to Central Connecticut State University researcher Ken Barone. Mr. Barone, your response to David's concerns.
Yeah, I mean, we can't forget that certainly, you know, both David and the chief, what they've expressed is that, you know, traffic enforcement can be, you know, dangerous business. Now, what we know is that, you know, of the millions and millions of traffic stops that occur across the country every year, the vast majority of them, almost all of them, don't result in a violent encounter. In fact, last year, according to the 2019 FBI statistics, six officers lost their life across the country as a result of interaction during a traffic violation. Now, that's six too many, right? I think I don't want to minimize the death of any officer, but I do think that we have a lot of professions out there where there are some inherent dangers associated with the profession, but we don't feel the need to compensate with that by arming the individual. So I think I still don't see right. I think the bigger concern is more in the safety of an individual, right, stopping on the side of the roadway and while cars are driving by. But I think a lot of that can be dealt with through training. I think that the equipment that the individuals are given can still be provide a level of equipment that they would need in order to do the job properly, and a level of training in order to do the job properly. But I'm just not convinced that that we necessarily need, at least in this community, officers playing that role.
And Mr. Barone, I understand what you're saying about the only six fatalities, but I wonder how often you would have cases where angry drivers would physically assault people, not necessarily kill them, but that's less likely to happen against an armed police officer because the threat to one's own life of attacking the officer. But if you've got people that enforce parking tickets get beat up. If the stakes are higher with a traffic violation, isn't there the potential of even more physical violence against the people enforcing?
You know, I think, frankly, that is a legitimate concern, but I don't think because law enforcement have historically been the individuals to apply traffic laws, we don't have an example anywhere else, at least in this country, where they do that. We do know in other countries, particularly in Europe, for example, the vast majority of police officers in Europe are not armed. And they make traffic stops every day, and they make pedestrian stops every day, and they do not end in violent encounters, and they aren't armed. So I think we do have worldwide examples where we don't necessarily need an armed officer engaging in sometimes these confrontations to still do the job that needs to be done.
Yeah, and that's a very good point. Of course, I don't know what percentage of Americans drive armed. It's probably higher than some of those other countries, but that doesn't necessarily mean even in those cases that they would use a weapon against a civilian who stops them. We'll take more listener calls as we continue on Air Talk. It's a Berkeley proposal the city council is taking up in that East Bay community. Instead of using sworn police officers who are armed to do traffic enforcement, that this would be done similarly to parking enforcement, by those who are not sworn, who are not armed. I guess potentially you could even do as some cities do with their parking enforcement. You could hire private companies that potentially do that as well. That's something that some jurisdictions could potentially look at as well. And there's also a possible role for technology, so humans aren't even giving the tickets. You get your ticket mailed to you for speeding or whatever because you're picked up through the technology. We'll be back in 1 minute on Air Talk.
We
We are just 8 minutes away from Film Week with our critics this week. Peter Rayner, Claudia Puig, and Wade Major will hear what they think of the new Tom Hanks film, Greyhound, which he not only stars in, he wrote the screenplay for it. It's streaming on Apple TV+. We'll hear what they think. Plus, the romantic comedy Palm Springs, starring Andy Samberg and Kristen Milioti. The comedy is available at drive-ins here in Southern California and streaming on Hulu. And we have some other terrific films our critics really want to direct you toward on this weekend. We'll hear all about them in just a few minutes. But right now, it's the Berkeley City Council taking up the question of whether they want to, instead of using police to enforce traffic laws, have city employees, similar to parking enforcement officers, do the traffic enforcement. They'd be specially trained for that, but they would not be armed. They would not be law enforcement officers. They would be giving the tickets for speeding, running red lights, stop signs, encroaching on pedestrians, drunk driving, all those other things that law enforcement officers currently do. Robert in Redondo Beach, you're on Air Talk.
Hi, Larry. Thank you for covering this subject. This is near and dear to my heart. I like the proposal by Berkeley, and as our other the other people on your panel have stated, you know, this could be selective. It may work in some areas and not in others. I personally believe that the parking enforcement patrol in our area would do an excellent job at doing this, and they would be. And this is the South Bay area, south of LAX. They would be taking up slack for the job that's not being done by our jurisdictions. There are very, very few moving violations being written in Redondo Beach, Manhattan Beach, Hermosa Beach, El Segundo, and Torrance. And as a result, there have been a dozen traffic deaths in crosswalks in the last 5 years. This is
so. What's your fix for? I'm sorry, Robert. I have other callers, so I just want to. What's your fix for this? Technology or?
I would say lift the parking enforcement patrol with those personnel who are uniformed personnel, even though they don't carry a weapon. Let them write the tickets. I think it's wonderful, and to me, that's the impression that I get of Berkeley's proposal. I know they do a good job writing tickets for registrations that are out of date. They do a good job of writing moving violations, but parking violations. They do a much, that is what they are out there to do. And if you give them this to do as well, they will do an excellent job that's not being done by other personnel right now.
All right, Robert, I appreciate it very much. 866-893-KPECC. Kellen in Culver City, what do you think of the proposal to have police no longer enforce traffic laws?
Yeah, well, I have more of a question. If you have these parking enforcement people enforce the traffic laws, how would you pull somebody over? Would they have a car, like a police car, with sirens on top to like let you know that you're being pulled over? Second question, what happens when the driver decides not to pull over and then a high-speed chase ensues? I'm sure they have high-speed chases in the Bay Area just like we do down here in L.A. So, I mean, what are they to do in that case? Do they call the police then to then go chase the guy or, you know, what happens?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I would guess what you'd have to do is have the non-police person call the police and say, I tried to pull someone over, they took off, see if there's a helicopter they could get up to follow the vehicle. And I guess at that point, you'd have to have police intervene because you've then got a public safety issue. Although I don't know, maybe Berkeley would say, let the vehicle go. We don't want the risk of a chase and we'll mail the person the ticket. But then how would you keep people from just routinely not pulling over? Chief Tucson, what do you think? How would you deal with that?
That's exactly correct. I have been on traffic stops. I've made thousands of traffic stops. If there is no enforcement teeth in it, the person doesn't have to stop. And I worked in Southgate, so I'm familiar with Torrance and Redondo Beach and Culver City. And if people decide in that area they're not going to stop, there's nothing you can do. By the time you call us and call the PD to respond, that person will be long gone. If they try to pursue them, that's extremely dangerous. It's dangerous for law enforcement to do pursuit. So I'm really having trouble understand why you would put parking enforcement people in jeopardy. They know that their lives would be at stake. They know that the risk of a disturbance from that is very high. It's just not feasible at this time. We should do more studying, more research, and training and experience is the key.
All right. Ken Barone of Central Connecticut State University. Is this a place that technology could intervene?
Well, the chief brings up a good point, right? But I do think it is, particularly around police pursuits, they are incredibly dangerous. Law enforcement often don't engage in them because of their danger. But, you know, I think, again, for the vast majority of cases, technology could play a role, right? Cars can be equipped with cameras so that the license plate, make and model of the car are taken when the person goes. You know, they can get a police can show up at their home, and there can be additional fines and additional penalties for evading, you know, a lawful stop, as an example.
All right. Gentlemen, I want to thank you so much and also thank our listeners for taking part, sharing their questions and comments. Ken Barone is researcher at the Institute for Municipal and Regional Policy at Central Connecticut State University. He studies racial profiling in police traffic stops. And Tommy Tucson is retired chief of police with multiple departments in California and also consults with a wide range of organizations on policing. You can share your comments throughout the course of the day on our AirTalk page at kpecc.org. I want to thank our wonderful AirTalk team. They are just the best, wonderful producers, and we wish you all a very good weekend.